What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. There was a few things on my mind that I wanted to get off. You know, I always tend to just sit back and think. Just alone in my room, the sound off, no video. And there's always something that comes to my mind, and I think to myself, like, fuck, would I be crazy if I said that out loud? Would I be crazy for thinking that? Would I be crazy? And chances are, when I bring it up, like one time I made a video, and I said the reason why there's a lot of fucking BLM violence is because a lot of blacks don't feel like they're welcomed here in America. They feel like they're being targeted. And when I ran this by one of my friends, he agreed with me. You know, when it's constantly in the news, when it's constantly, you know, being pushed in your face, yeah, you tend to feel like you're targeted. And there's always got to be a fucking villain involved. There can never be a follow-up report where there's resolution. There's always got to be just this empty feeling of just, hey, that's the news. A violent person attacked such and such. There was never any follow-up or anything to resolve the situation. So, another one of my ideas that just struck me in my head, and I think I made a video about this in the past, is that narcissistic people hate children. Now, I made a video before connecting narcissistic personality disorder in our within our politicians, and you see it on the left. They have the golden family syndrome. Or the scapegoat, you know, child syndrome, where they treat the Republicans as the scapegoat. And every one of their fucking constituents in the Democratic Party are all fucking golden children. All of them. You know, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez stepped out of line and immediately got put in her fucking place. And now she's in lockstep again. But this is what you see. They hate your fucking children. The reason why they hate your children is because all the money and resources that could be pouring into their pockets is going into teaching shit. Things that they feel like they've already learned. Things that kids should already learn from birth is the way that they feel about it. They hate your fucking children because it takes time, energy, and resources to cultivate, you know, their perfect fucking flawless mindset. This is the reason why all this fucking gay shit, this fucking gender studies bullshit, all this stuff is being pushed onto children. Shit that you study in college is being pushed onto children at a very young age. And I'm starting to see and realize that a lot of these fucking disgusting politicians, they have no fucking moral compass. They can't seem to fucking leave the kids alone, stop fucking with them. As a matter of fact, no, they put them in fucking harm's way, having drag queen hour, taking them to strip clubs, taking them to all these dangerous locations, taking them to these fucking pedophile locations, man. Like, to me, that's unreal. I had a friend of mine, she used to do that drag show shit. And One day she was performing. It was a legitimate girl. It wasn't like a fucking tranny or anything like that. It was a legitimate girl, and she would go do drag shows. And I went to go see her perform, and the amount of fucking disgusting people that were there, like the shit that I saw was just unreal. It was called the Orange Grove, and shit ain't there no more. It's torn down. That whole shopping center just fucking got demolished. Like, whatever trace of history is on Yelp somewhere. But, yeah. The amount of fucking disgusting shit that, like, gross fucking. I can't even really get into it. It's more like a matter of just, like, I don't want to fucking relive it. But that's not a place where you take children. And when these politicians push for that fucking field trip, you bet your ass that they're doing that with intention. Because they want to destroy your children's innocence. They want to be able to mock them quietly by intentionally calling them the wrong pronoun. And a child can't fight against an adult because they in their nature, as children, need an adult to teach them. And what these fucking teachers do is they have this childish mentality, well, if you're going to talk back to me, then I'm not going to teach you. I'm not going to give you respect. And then they start isolating and ostracizing them. And being ostracized by an adult is the most painful fucking thing on the entire planet. I mean, it wasn't painful for me because by the time I was ostracized by my peers, I'd already gone to like another school. And that characteristic kind of like carried on with me in adulthood for a short time. Like, fuck it, I'll just make new friends. But there's only so long you can run away from your shame and guilt before it all catches up. It's the same thing that happens with narcissistic people. That's why their mindset is set in a tone where they gotta constantly repeat their bad behavior. Because if they don't repeat their bad behavior, inevitably what ends up happening is that their thoughts start to catch up to them. So they go back to the thing that they rely on to get rid of that thought. But here's the thing. As they get older, those habits and behaviors, they no longer stimulating. So they got to get more and more extreme. So is it any wonder why they're taking them to these gay-ass story shows and bringing in transsexuals into the classroom and doing all this debaucherous shit, more so for their own entertainment, not really empathizing with the child and thinking, like, fuck, this could really destroy them. Like that one crazy-ass teacher who got rid of the flag because it made her feel uncomfortable, and she had this psychotic fucking Duper's Delight smile on her fucking face, and she put up the fucking gay flag up and had the kids pledge allegiance to the gay fucking flag. She had the nerve to post that on fucking TikTok and just boast about it. See, so at the sacrifice of throwing your kids underneath the fucking bus, she got her fame, her 15 minutes of fucking fame. And she got to smile her way all the way to 100 million fucking views. Overnight success. Maybe not to you and me, the normal-minded, but to whoever fucking saw that video and either felt disgust or joy, that's who she made her fame off of. Your children. They hate your kids because it takes energy away from them. See, you have to articulate to a child. You have to take time to sculpt them, to mold them, to show them the way, to give them the stepping, to give them enough weight on their shoulders to build enough strength to be able to take on the world on their own. You're building you're building a Superman, pretty much. A young man to be able to take on the world when everything is against him, or building a woman strong enough to keep her mind unbreakable when all the odds are against her. That is what you're building. And this society has caused, well, this narcissistic society has caused all of us to lose sight of that, to live within our feelings, to live within our thoughts. You know, just watching David Goggins, which sparked all this, is just that in the beginning of Hell Week, you get your first 2 hours. It's like 180 hours. And out of those 180 hours, two of those hours are spent building all this fucking camaraderie, this hoorah. You know, there's gunfire, there's explosions, there's all this like hoo-yah bullshit. And then after that, after those 2 hours of fucking, you know, hoo-yah and you know, building bonds and just building all that fucking emotional rapport, they take it all away. And then you're just left with yourself. And they fucking tear you down mentally first. They tell you how you feel. They tell you what you're experiencing. And they tell you how you're going to quit. And that's exactly what these fucking people are doing. They're telling these kids how society works. They're telling them how it's going to function. And they're telling them how we're going to come after them and destroy them. They're implanting this fucking mindset into these children at a very young age because they want them fucking destroyed as an adult. They hate what they're going to become. They hate that the narcissist hates the idea that they're going to get old and this new generation is going to take over. As a kid, I knew that at some point the torch was going to be passed to my generation, and we had the responsibility of taking over and leading this nation to a better avenue. And what the fuck happened? 9/11 happened. A bunch of fucking terrible shit between, you know, the Mexican border, you know, us, the economic crisis, everything. We kept giving our fucking power over to these politicians that are ancient now. Look at fucking Biden and Pelosi. Kamala Harris is out of her fucking mind. All these people that they put in charge are not fucking fit to run this country. And we gave all of our power away to them and said, no, we're going to let you continue to fucking this shit up in order to give us some feel-good Kool-Aid. That's what ended up happening. There was no war. There was no protest. There was no civil war. We just gave it to them. So is it any wonder why we're in the position that we're in now? We just gave it to them. People hate your kids because it takes away from them. They hate your fucking guts. They hate everything about you. And what they're going to do is they're going to destroy you from the ground up. And it starts with your kids. And they don't give a fuck if it's going to look bad on them in the future, because they're not thinking about the future. They're thinking about now. They'll be long gone in their mind. They'll be long gone by the time it's time to face the Reaper. By the time it's time to fess up, it'll be too late. They'll be long gone. Onto another campus, onto another career, onto another life. And that's why they fucking openly say, you know, shit like, you know, your parents are dumb. Parents have no idea what they're fucking doing. They're all old and ancient. Just some of the stupid shit that I've heard, you know, watching you know, these videos of these degenerates fucking running our school systems. My buddy's wife is a teacher, and she says she can't stand it. She keeps her politics to herself because she knows that she's going to be cast out, and she can't afford it because, you know, it's her job. She's only got 3 years left before she retires. And she's afraid that she's going to get found out before then because this school system, it's not about teaching anymore. It's about hunting down the conservatives and fucking kicking them out. Basically, you know, scarlet lettering them. It's just, or blackballing them, should I say, not scarlet lettering them. It's gotten so fucking bad to the point where there's a lot of people looking over their fucking shoulders. I, for one, I'm sick of it, man. I'm sick of turning the other cheek, and I'm sick of running. There's only so many protests that I can go to. There's only so many fucking signatures that I can throw down. There's only so many fucking dollars that I can put into donation boxes before I'm just like, I'm fucking done. Like, I'm sick of these narcissistic people targeting children. I'm sick and tired of watching them destroy our country and divide us. These sickos. It's already fracturing Hollywood. You could see the left just starting to second guess each other. The Last of Us was a complete shit show. And I don't give a fuck what anybody says. It was a good show. It was this. It was not even true to the original. Since when the fuck was Bill gay? Well, there was no protest there. You know, the expansion was apparently just a flashback during the whole fucking sequence. Instead of giving it its own fucking miniseries. Like all this gay shit that they were just fucking forcing into the TV show. Finally, there's got to come a point when everybody's got to put their heads together and say, all right, when's this going to be enough? I remember Billy Von Baum reached out and he says, I have a real problem with gay fucking, like, with gay characters. And it's like, it's all over Hollywood. And I was actually thinking about this before he, like that same day, Thursday, I was thinking about this. I don't hate gay people. I don't hate, I don't even dislike them. I don't even fucking, I don't really think about them at all. What bothers me is when they fucking put them in a movie for the sake of putting them in a movie without giving them any fucking character background, without building any fucking rapport, just shoehorning a fucking gay person in there just for the sake of having a gay person in there. As a matter of fact, in Cumtown, they turn it into a joke. Every one of the fucking actors that they ever fucking make fun of, like Javier Bardem, they'll imitate his voice. And then they'll say, oh yeah, and by the way, I'm gay. It's fucking hilarious because that's exactly what fucking Hollywood is today.
Hi, I'm Anton Chigurh, and I'm gay.
That's exactly what fucking Hollywood is now, man. It's just like, I didn't mind that Ellie was gay in the video game. Well, when I found out she was gay, it was more like, it's my little sister. My little sister has a crush on somebody. That's fucking cute. That's how I felt when I fucking played that game. And now it's just like, oh yeah, she's gay. Like, fuck, man. And then in the sequel, it was just fucking shoved in your face. Everybody's fucking gay. Everybody's fucking a lesbian. Everybody's just on some shit. Fucking inappropriate sex scenes. There was no character development. No fucking... what was it? It's like... I don't know. Like, the fucking enemies... instead of trying to build it up like Metal Gear Solid, where each and every character had a reason for why they were fighting the way they did, and then you empathize with the character after you kill them, you realize, like, oh, fuck, these people were human. After all those, you know, bosses, you finally get to the final boss, and you realize, like, oh, fuck, he was fighting for a greater cause that he felt was above himself. Something that was against what you, the main character, was trying to push, which was totalitarianism, unknowingly, unknown to you. Which is exactly what's happening today. Instead of doing that in The Last of Us 2, what they ended up doing was they fucking just wrote these characters off. Oh yeah, it's an enemy, just kill him off. Just kill him off, kill him off. Walk in a room, he's already dead. Oh, that guy got eaten. Oh yeah, that dude. Yeah, it's just a quick kill. It would almost felt like the enemies from The Division. Just bullet sponges that you just kind of don't really remember. Don't really care to remember. But my point is that the more I start to watch these TV shows, the more I start to, you know, watch all this shit, I'm just like, these people don't give a fuck about you. And they especially don't give a fuck about your offspring. They don't care because it doesn't affect them. They don't care because they can just move on. They feel no consequence. And they fear no one because they have the power of the fucking government and all these bullshit laws that are put into place. Just like divorce court. Women don't fucking fear getting a divorce because they know that the court is on their side. By default, a woman is supposed to get a fucking child after domestic violence. Default. Even if she was in the wrong, default, she gets the fucking kid. Unless there was drugs, abuse, and neglect involved, default, she gets all that. The guy's got to be a Puritan in order to get his fucking kids. As long as nobody goes after them, as long as we don't hold anything accountable. You see, MGTOW is great. It's a silent protest. And it's getting a lot of traction. Not participating can only get you so far before they start to make you move. And I already know. I don't know. I daydream about it sometimes. They're going to start raising the taxes for single people. That's the way I see it. You're going to work more hours? We're just going to raise the taxes even more. Since you're not married, you got nothing going for you. And you're going to be okay with it, because if you let all this other shit go by, you're going to let everything else go by, including an extra 5%. What's 5%? Oh, you got two jobs? You're single? No kids? Alright. Another 6%. Fuck it. It's only 6%. It's gonna go towards a better community. More Section 8 housing. more propaganda. More queers in the fucking United States Army. Right? They're gonna hit you where it hurts and you're just gonna let it go by. I already see it. I've seen it for many years, and I see that a lot of us men don't have the fight in it anymore. All those protests I went to, all those rallies, all those fucking door-to-door asking for signatures, all those fucking times I had to vote, or all those times I chose to vote, should I say. It was all for naught, man. Yeah, fuck it. Like, nothing ever helped, nor did it work. And it just felt like a losing battle. And then I leave to a place that I think is like the promised land, right? And now I slowly start to see that same shit here. It's like everybody went back to fucking sleep as soon as they left California. They didn't learn their lesson. Because they were never fucking learning lessons throughout their lives to begin with. They never learned not to fuck with people. They never touched a stove that was hot and thought like, okay, I'll never do that again. So they're going to continue to vote the same way they do. They're going to continue fucking with your kids. And if you don't get married, they're going to fuck with your money. If you're single, it's probably going to cost you more money to buy a house because you're alone. You don't have a second form of income. So they're going to raise it even more. Why would they decrease it? That makes no sense. They have to raise it to ensure that you're going to pay. Get as much, you know, bigger down payment. Why the fuck do you need two cars? You're a single person. We're going to have to raise your registration rates. It's all going to happen eventually, man. We're all sitting here comfortable thinking like if I'm just left alone, if I just don't date, if I just don't have kids, if I just don't play the game, then everything's going to change. Nah, man. They're going to come for you in your homes, one by one. My question is, men, are you going to be smart enough and brave enough and strong enough to bring the good fight when it's time to get your ass up? You know, everybody's waiting for the fight to come to them. If you just held these fucking politicians accountable from day fucking one when they slip up, we wouldn't be having these problems. But we're all too fucking worried about keeping our dick out of vagina. That's the thing that pisses me off about MGTOW. All this content that we create, which is cool, it's like vitamins, it keeps the red pill in our system. But for how long before we need to turn it into action? A person that just sits there taking vitamins all day and does nothing with it eventually gets oversaturated with all that nutrients and ends up fucking poisoning themselves. You need to turn it into action in order for it to mean something. There's only so many lives you can save before the guy's just like, all right, now what? Well, now you just sit here and watch video after video after video for the rest of your life. It's kind of a useless fucking existence. Don't give yourself that out. Give yourself a reason to do something with all that. That's the one thing that kind of bothers me about one of my favorite MGTOW guys is Hammerhand. It's been the same message for fucking years now, man. What now? You know, my mentor, as much as I love him, it looks to me like he went back to the plantation. Why? Because he did nothing with all that fucking red pill that we injected in him. And he gave to us. Did nothing with it. So guess what? He went back to the plantation. Same thing with, Oh, fuck, man. There's just so many people. I don't know, man. I've already tried to create a men's club once before, and it fell apart because the wrong people got in. And they got in it for the wrong reasons. And I see, MGTOW going through the same shit. Started off with the Manosphere, and the Manosphere is a perfect example of what will happen. Not could, but what will happen. There's only so many fucking times you can repeat yourself, man. There's only so many times you can repeat the same message before it becomes propaganda. Something to sit on. Or at least something to think about. Guard your heart.